India's on the mind of our regular contributor Deepak Singh right now. Deepak lives in South Bend, Indiana, but he grew up in Lucknow, and every year he goes home for a few months. The heat may not have discouraged many voters in India, but just the thought of it almost stopped Deepak from taking his annual pilgrimage home. Almost.
It's that time of year again. I'm shopping for flights to go to India. Sitting in a university coffee shop, I surf for the cheapest airfare. But as I scroll down the computer screen, I look out the window and see trees blooming, the sun shining, kids playing frisbee on the grassy field. I check the temperature. It's 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Then I look at the weather in Lucknow, my hometown. It's 105. It brings to mind those endless stifling afternoons that feel like they start at 9 in the morning and go on until 7 at night. It brings to mind going to bed at night and praying to God for an uninterrupted power supply. And waking up in the middle of the night, soaked in sweat, mosquitoes buzzing in my ear. I look out the window again and think, do I really want to leave this beautiful weather in Indiana? After surviving 3 polar vortexes, do I want to miss the summer, the cookout parties, and the farmer's market, and finally being able to leave home without a heavy jacket? But when I look at the Lucknow weather again, 105 degrees bring another thing to my mind. Mangoes. Driving through streets lined with carts full of mangoes. The hot and heavy wind carrying the smell of the fruit. I remember holding a chilled mango, slicing it close to the seed, and looking at it with a smile, before eating it. Mango season lasts for about 8 weeks in India, and it happens during June and July, the hot months. It's not an easy decision. I love eating mangoes, and I also love not suffering in the heat. But in the end, like every year, I'm going to India.
That's Deepak Singh in South Bend, Indiana.